This is number 5 in a series entitled Supernatural Manifestations. Allow me to say this to you. If you are listening to this, we are having a school of the supernatural around the middle part of July in 2013 in Nashville, Tennessee. And so you can go online to TonyKempMinistries.net. And you can look at under the Supernatural School and under Itinerary, and you can register for that school. And seating is limited. And by the way, what I have been teaching, I'm teaching other things in the school. So you're not getting the School of the Supernatural right now. You're just getting teaching that will introduce you and help you move into the supernatural in the Messiah Jesus. Also, please look at the teachings that we have, YouTube, Tony Kemp, Supernatural Foundations, Supernatural Prayers, Supernatural Revelations, because those teachings will also, they actually come before these teachings and will aid you in your life in the Messiah Jesus. So now if you have your Bible, please turn to Hebrews chapter 12. And I'm going to begin with verse 5. Here the Hebrew writer says this: "And you have forgotten the exhortation which speaks to you as unto sons. My son, do not despise the chastening of the Lord." In other words, do not despise being corrected by God. "And do not faint when the Father rebukes you. For whomever the Lord loves, he chastens." Or whomever the Lord loves, the Father loves, Jesus loves, he corrects. "And beats or scourges every son that he receives." In other words, correction is a part of you being received by the Father. "And if you endure chastening or correction, God deals with you as with sons. For what son is he whom a father does not chasten or correct? For if you be without chastisement, whereof all are partakers, then you're illegitimate and you're not sons." In other words, you must receive correction. "Furthermore, we have had fathers of our flesh which corrected us, and we gave them respect or reverence. Shall we not much rather be in subjection to the Father of spirits and live? For they, in truth, for a few days corrected or chastened us after their own pleasure. But the Father corrects you for your profit, that we or you might be a partaker of his holiness." And so allow me to continue this teaching on supernatural manifestations, because I want to say this: when you make a decision to say yes to correction, you actually displace the old in your life with the new thing God is doing within you. And allow me to say this, because this is a part of the teaching of the Apostle Paul. And again, I want you to turn to the book of Colossians and chapter 3, verse 8. The Apostle Paul says, "But now you also put off all these. Put off anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy. Put off filthy communication out of your mouth. Do not lie to one another, seeing you have put off," notice, put off, "the old man with his deeds, and have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him." Verse 12, "And put on, therefore," notice you're putting the old off, okay, that's how you respond to correction, and you're also responding to correction when you put the new on. "Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies and kindness and humbleness of mind, meekness and long-suffering, bearing with one another, forgiving one another, and if any have a quarrel against anyone else, even as Christ forgave you, so do you. And above all these things, put on love, which is the bond of maturity. And let the peace of God rule in your heart, to the which you are called in one body, and be thankful. Let the word of the Messiah live in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord." Singing with grace in your heart to the Lord. And whatsoever you do in word or action, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. Now please turn to the book of Ephesians, because I want to continue this thought of correction, putting off, and putting on. Here the Apostle Paul says in Ephesians 4, verse 21, "If so be that you have heard Jesus and have been taught by Jesus, as the truth is in Jesus, that you put off concerning the former life the old man, which is corrupt according to deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness." Notice, the Lord never just tells you to quit one thing, but he always causes you to exchange a habit with a habit. And so you put off the old, but you put on something new. You always trade one habit for another. You put off a work of the flesh, and you put on a fruit of the Spirit. And so he says here, "Wherefore, putting away lying," that's what you put away and put off, "speak truth, every man with his neighbor, for we're members one of another. Oh, you can be angry, but do not sin. Do not let the sun go down upon your anger." In other words, resolve your issues of anger right away. "And do not give place to the devil." In other words, do not give the devil any territory in your life. "Let him bestow," notice, "steal no more." Quit one habit, but take on another habit. "Rather, let him labor, working with his hands the thing which is good, that he may be able to give to him that needs." Notice now, put off one, take on another. Correction, direction, step into destiny, become like Jesus. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to use of edifying, that may minister grace to the hearer. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you are sealed to the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice, and be ye, see, that's what you get rid of, and then be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake has forgiven you. Chapter 5, verse 1. Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children. In other words, he's saying, imitate God. Be one with the one, the Lord Jesus. For he who is joined to the Lord, the word of God says, is one spirit. Now, why is this issue of correction so important? Listen to me carefully. Because the person who refuses correction disqualifies himself from entering into and fulfilling his calling. In other words, you abort your own calling. Allow me to say this to you. Sometimes people have ministry abortions, and sometimes people have ministry miscarriages. And so a ministry miscarriage and a ministry abortion is because you did something that cuts short the life of God in your ministry, or you did something that put the calling of God upon your life to death. It could be a wrong decision. It could be a sinful decision. It could be a bad decision. And so that's why your decisions need to be in keeping with the revelation of God. Your decisions need to be in submission to the revelation of God. And when I say the revelation of God, I mean the revelation of the Word. And so the ability and willingness to accept correction enables you to fulfill your calling. And so here's what I want to say. Listen to me carefully now. The difference between the called and the chosen is the accepting of correction. Jesus said, "Many are called, but few are chosen." The difference between the called and the chosen is the accepting of correction. And so it is correction that widens and deepens your riverbed. It is correction that sets you in order. It's correction that brings you to the point of being established in Jesus the Messiah. Hear me carefully. I said, correction sets you in order. Remember the prophet in the Hebrew songbook, Psalms 119, 133? He says, Order my steps in your word, O Lord. Let no sin have dominion over me. Listen to me carefully. The Father wants to bring your life into divine order. And you have to receive correction in order for divine order to be in your life. And so, in the Hebrew songbook, the word says, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Isn't it interesting? The word there for ordered in the Hebrew means measured. In other words, the revelation is a measurement. And so you only walk the way the Father says to walk. So in the teaching of Paul, when he says walk worthy of the Lord to all pleasing, in the original language it means let your walk be as heavy and as weighty as the confession of the name of Jesus. Romans 1 and 11 says that you are established. And so correction causes you to be established in the faith of Jesus Christ. Listen to me carefully. According to Acts 10, verses 9 through 16, correction brings spiritual, mental, emotional, and moral cleansing in your life. According to 1 Peter 4, verses 1 and 2, correction causes you to cease from sinning. Because the Word of God says, he who has ceased from sin has stopped living for the lust of men that he might do the will of the Father. So correction in your heart also will bring suffering. Hebrews 10 and 12. Correction brings subjection to Christ. And so suffering sons are subject to the Father, and suffering sons come to maturity. And so your decision to accept correction becomes the application of divine revelation. And so revelation applies. Revelation applied results in you becoming like Jesus. Colossians 1:27 says this, the Messiah in you, Christ in you, the hope of glory. Here's what Jesus said in Luke 24, verse 26, to the disciples there after he had come back to life. He says, ought not the Messiah to have suffered these things in order for him to enter into his glory? In other words, Jesus had to go through the process of suffering to enter glory. And so allow me to say this, the greater your suffering as you obey the word of the Lord, as you follow the revelation of God, the greater the glory. Listen to me carefully. It is the river of life flowing in and through your riverbed that enables you to endure the suffering that will bring you into the presence and the power and the glory of God, the manifestations of God. You see, it is the manifestations of God that save the sinners. It is the manifestations of God that heal the sick. It is the manifestations of God that cast out devils. It is the manifestations of God through revelation accepted and applied and obeyed that produces spiritual sons and daughters. It is the manifestation of God that produces spiritual fathers and mothers through the Messiah Jesus. It is the manifestation of God that produces genuine disciples. It's the manifestation of God that brings you into the fullness of Jesus. And it's the manifestation of God that brings revival to the church and will bring a harvest of souls and sons into Jesus Christ. The manifestations of God are the manifestations of the anointing of the Spirit and the glorious presence of God. Spiritual manifestations are yours. Listen to me carefully. The application of revelation through faith and obedience with perseverance will produce the manifestations of God, the anointing of God, and the glory of God in your life and in your ministry. Supernatural manifestations. Give the Father glory through your obedience in Jesus, the Messiah.